7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Game's over.
Mid-table clash ends goalless then at the KP. Newcastle have beaten Norwich by 3 goals.
Yeah.
Road.
Yes, if you're wondering, you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I have obviously been watching football. I was hoping the game would end before the show started, but yeah, we had a few little leftover seconds there. So yeah, what's going on? Can you hear that? Can you hear that noise? That's my air conditioner. That is my air conditioner. I have to have it on because it is already over 72 degrees outdoors. That's 72 American. That's 23 for all of you who know common sense. And it's way too humid, and I'm having some heat problems already. And I've only been awake for, not even half an hour now. Yeah, that's not good. Probably doesn't help that I'm drinking this delicious tea. Oh, it's good. I'm drinking the good Dahong Pao today. But I have a feeling I'm going to have to back off of this because it's too hot. It's so good, though. I do recommend Dahong Pao. But you knew that already. Alright, what else is going on here? We got Talking Heads talking about football now. You tell them, Rebecca.
West London, Christian Eriksen was a Tottenham player for 6.5 years. He's taking
this
the
is my guy.
Today. But of course, in the red and white
Eriksen.
Of Brentford. It is Brentford against Spurs coming up at the bottom of the hour on NBC.
Oh, yay. Okay, we got another game coming up. It's on a different channel, though. Yay, Christian Eriksen. He's now the star of the Brentford Bees. If you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that I'm a big fan of the Brentford Bees, but we need to get past that because this is not the football show. No, what are we doing today? Well, the most important thing for me to do right now is to figure out when my race... what's this? I was about to say we got to figure out when the race is on, but there's a Godzilla movie on another channel. Oh, this is one of those dumb new ones that doesn't make any sense. It's made in America because Americans think they can do Godzilla. They can't. It's embarrassing. Here we go.
Our planet will perish, and so will we, unless we restore balance.
Then what's going to be left if you do this? A dead, charred world overrun by monsters?
No. Yay, monsters. All I want is a bunch of monsters to terrorize the Earth, and it never happens. It never, ever happens. What did I say I was looking for? The damn race. What channel is it usually on? 42? I think it's on 42. Oh, look, we got Rugby Sevens on later. And when is the race? I think the race is in St. Louis. It's not on this channel. Unless it starts at midnight. No. Getting nervous because I don't know when my race is on. Is it supposed to be on 32, or let's just keep rolling through here. No, we just got weird TV shows on 32. I'm getting nervous. It's an important race. I need to watch this race today because it could determine who wins. It could determine who the big winner is, the championship. Okay, is it possibly, there it is. Oh my goodness gracious. Did I just say that? I did. It's an afternoon race. Oh, goody. And it starts in 3 hours. Okay, good to know. It's on after all this other football stuff. Okay, yeah, so I get to watch the game. Oh no, I just saw something else. There's a Bundesliga game on. And it's... Okay, this is what I'm watching. This is what I'm watching. For some reason, I'm getting a Bundesliga game, Bayern Munich versus Borussia Dortmund, on an over-the-air channel. How very mysterious. They're desperate. They're desperate for football. This is great. So I get to watch a Borussia Dortmund game. That's awesome. And that reminds me of something else. I got to get my Borussia Dortmund stickers that were sent to me by certain Australians who are now in Germany. I don't understand how that works, but they shall remain nameless. Soderpunk and his wife, who sent me some sweet Borussia Dortmund stickers. I got to put some stickers on something, cover up some logos that I don't like, and then I'm going to take one of my FC St. Pauli stickers and I'm going to put it on my secret guitar pedal. My secret guitar pedal that has no other words or graphics or anything. It's just a plain generic gray box. That's getting an FC St. Pauli sticker. I'll do that later. Okay, so at least we know what I'm doing today. I feel better. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And I just realized something else. Go back to that Godzilla movie. Was that Charles Dance? It is! Give us a line.
It's your plan.
Yeah.
We both want to save the planet, but everything is going to die if we don't see it through.
Please.
Awesome.
At least let them get to safety.
Ma'am, our window's closing.
More classic lines from Charles Dance. Come on. Oh, no, we're not going to get it. We're just going to get some technology sounds now because we all know how computers sound. Charles Dance. Classic. One of my favorite actors ever. I didn't know he was in this. Maybe I'm going to have to sit down and watch this at some point in time. I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Who knows? One thing I should probably do today is get on some synthesizer equipment and decide what...
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Yeah.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Fine, just show us
the
features.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard-anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
All
ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Internal spiral brush.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
I don't even want to listen to the next part. I think we all know what it says, and it's wrong. We need to hear about the teardrop drain.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Oh, that's a beautiful teardrop drain design. That's definitely going to prevent any unsightly residue stains. Whew, thank God. Oh, I just remembered what I'm going to have for lunch today. Yay! I'm so happy. I just remembered that it's meat and potatoes day. For me, I got a pound of hamburger. Oh, I'm so excited. And I've got potatoes. You know, I think we're going to have some celebratory music for this. And I think it needs to be Cibo Matto with beef jerky. Thank you.
autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Okay, Brenda?
Funded.
Present. Astronomic kit. Present. Ghost bear. Ghost bear. Uh-oh. Tardy again.
Pressure, oh pressure,
Oh, yeah. When you drop, you gotta feel it. That was Pressure Drop, originally by Toots and the Maytals, but you heard the Specials playing it, and that's good stuff. So, what are we doing? Well, I have crossed the room, and we're over here now in the synth zone. What are we gonna do? We gotta hook up some synth. Let's plug it in. Do we have synth? Yes, we do. And it's Wunderbar. What are we doing? Okay, well, here's what happened. Last night, after synth battle, you know, I tried to go to sleep because I was feeling weird. Drugs make me a little bit dizzy, so I have to lay down, and I actually did fall asleep. I fell asleep for about, I don't know, like 2 hours almost. Then I woke up, and I couldn't fall back asleep, and so I said, oh, what am I going to do? So I went over here to the synth, and I said, yeah, let's do synth stuff. And so I took the thing that I was working on for synth battle, and I changed it around. I just started twisting knobs and pushing some buttons, and I got some different stuff, including, but not limited to, this, which now sounds like this. Yeah, it does this for a while. And then every once in a while, it adds in a little secret thing. Not that time. Oh, maybe this time around. Here we go. Whoa, what was that? Are we going to get another one? A little bit. Oh, isn't that fun? Yes, it is. I was pretty clever when I thought that up. I thought, hey, let's be smart. And then I changed the bass line. So now the bass line sounds like this. Let me turn it up a little bit. And that bass line sounds great with this. And then there's this. Okay, so we have this arpeggio that is in time, and then it does weird stuff. Like there. And then at the end, yeah, you heard it. It got some weird variation on it. That's awesome. And of course, there are some drums. I changed them up, though, from what they were. But I left that little bleep in there. Because this sounds great with this. Yeah. Okay. So you might be wondering, what does it all sound like? What does it all sound like together? Well, let's set it up here and let's get it to go. And here we go. Yeah. Yeah, good stuff all around. And when I was messing with this at like 2 a.m. last night, I realized, oh, well, these are some interesting techniques. Two of these things that I've done lend themselves to generative synthesis techniques that you've heard me talk about in the past. And I have mentioned that I would like to get into more generative synthesis. And that's where I am now heading. Because I've got things that are contingent on other things. Oh, it's good, it's good. And pretty soon I can introduce different types of drifty business. I've got plans, people. I've got plans. And we've got to figure out how to really use and abuse this equipment. I've got some ideas that I want to start working on, but I want to start working on them right now. I got, you know, the races to watch and football games to deal with. But one thing I am interested in is wondering how slow this sequencer can actually go. So let's crank it down, see what happens. All right, here we go. We're at 40 beats per minute. We're at 30. We're at 20. And we're still going. Oh my goodness, I'm down to 1 BPM. Now 0.1. I can go down to 1/10 of a beat per minute. This is crazy. Let's go up to 10. 10 beats per minute. Yeah, I like it. Boy, I think I can use a sequencer that goes this slow. This is rocking good news. We're back up to 60. Let's take it up to 100. Is that about where it used to be? I don't know. Let's just stop it right there. All right, so why would I want to have a sequencer that goes that slowly? Well, I just do. Because I have plans. I've got some good ideas cooking in my brain, and I'll need a slow sequencer to do it. And what am I going to do with that? Well, there's just going to be a lot of slow things happening. This is good for ambient music, too. So if you want to do some generative ambience type things, you need to have a slow sequencer. And you need to have it be able to do a lot of weird, weird stuff. Kind of like what we're doing today. So that's good. That reminds me of something else I need to work on. I got a little MIDI adapter. I got a little MIDI to USB adapter cable. And we're going to use that to introduce MIDI to the teenage engineering world. But I was messing with this a little bit yesterday, or the day before, I can't remember now. I couldn't get it to work. I couldn't get the transport controls to control external stuff. I had the OP1 hooked up to Florian, and I was trying to make it work, and it wouldn't work, and I was getting mad, and Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm not doing something right. I don't know. I worked on it for a while, and it didn't want to cooperate. Yeah. And this is possibly because I have to use two adapters and a MIDI cable. Instead of you just plugging a MIDI cable into one thing and to another. No, it's teenage engineering. You now need three different adapters and a cable. So I don't know. The cable and one of the adapters should be good, but I don't know about the one that I got. And there's no way to test it because I don't have any of the USB MIDI stuff. Oh, it's so stupid. It is so stupid that it annoys the hell out of me just thinking about it. He says. Anyway, I guess I should probably do something. Maybe I should start cooking lunch. Maybe my race is going to be on soon. I don't know. This is over, though. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Toe, but I got to get out of here. I got stuff to do. I'm thinking about stuff. I need food, blah, blah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.